Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Kentucky Forest Industries Association is hosting the Kentucky Wood Expo next Friday and Saturday, September 15 and 16, in Lexington at Masterson Station Park. Association Executive Director Bob Bauer says while this is an event for those in the industry, it continues to be popular with the general public.
We get a lot of people outside the industry that come. Of course, there'll be over 130 exhibitors at this point, both inside and outside. A lot of equipment and things to see, but we also have lumberjack competitions and chainsaw carving and all types of other things going on that the public always enjoys.
Along with the crafts and competitions, there's an education element for both industry and the public.
The University of Kentucky Forestry Extension is putting on some programs for landowners and also some sort of backyard woods for people that just have maybe an acre or two or smaller woods to talk about how to do that.
Visitors can get involved themselves in a woodworking project.
They take about 20 people through at a time, and there's some educational things on the industry, and then you have a chance to finish a cutting board, and there's no charge for that. So I think we gave away over 500 cutting boards at the last show.
He says they're expecting 4,500 to 5,000 over the two-day event. Program and ticket information online at kywoodexpo.com. We'll be right back.
Almost 4 in 10 high school seniors in Kentucky don't fill out the free application for federal student aid, the FAFSA. We ask students why that is.
I honestly have no idea what the FAFSA is.
At my high school, they don't really talk about the financial aid or FAFSA for that matter.
Filling out the FAFSA is the first step to getting your share of $150 billion in financial aid. And it just got easier. Visit knowhowtogoky.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
We're back with the Kentucky Forest Industries Association Executive Director Bob Bauer here on the economic footprint of the industry.
Total impact is right at $14 billion, which dwarfs a lot of other industries when you look at it. And just direct employment alone is at 28,000.
Back to the action, the Kentucky Wood Expo will host 8 college teams in lumberjack competition. And Bauer says last year they turned the chainsaw carving demonstrations into a contest as well.
We're going to have chainsaw carvers there, and they'll, of course, have their carvings for sale and be carving, but we give them a large 24-inch, 8-foot log, and they'll carve a piece that will be auctioned off on Saturday to anybody that's there, and then they're given prize money depending on which piece brings the largest.
The Kentucky Wood Expo in Lexington, September 15 and 16. And that wraps up today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.